It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Debbie Pappas with Second Chance Wildlife Rehabilitation right here in Carbon County. And they are the charity of the month on Castle Country Radio. So we thought we'd spend some time, get to know Debbie, get to know what they do out there, and how you can help if you're interested. This is a great organization, but it runs on volunteers and it runs on donations. They do not accept or get any kind of funding for this. They do it all that way. So we're going to talk all about it. Debbie, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much, Dave.
So let's start off with Second Chance. Now, you are a wildlife rehabilitator.
Yes.
So let's start off with this. And we always talk about the fact that I think the one thing that you have that you want people to know more than anything else is that if you see an animal, don't call you, call DWR, because they're who calls you, right?
Well, no, they can actually call me, and that's actually the best, because with DWR, I mean, those guys are great, but a lot of times they may not be able to get to the situation for hours. In fact, I've even had a situation where a couple of days went by and a DWR officer notified me, "Oh yeah, we've known about this. We just couldn't get to it." No, call me, and we have a network of volunteers. But if you can't remember to call me, call DWR. They most of the time will call me directly and say, "Hey, we need your help. Can you go out and do this?"
And another one thing that, you know, we talk about all the time with you, and that's a pet peeve with you is people trying to help these animals on their own.
Oh, it's horrible. You know, everybody, I think everybody has a little bit of Italian in them. And I'm Italian, so I can say that. We want to feed them and fix them. And that's not good. When you have no experience with wildlife, it's very, very easy to look at something and relate to it like you would your cat or your dog. And with wildlife, that is anything but the truth. You shouldn't even be looking at it, touching it, doing anything. So please don't even try to Google it. Google is not a wildlife rehabilitator. It's a bunch of people putting their own opinions on there. Just keep it safe and get a hold of a wildlife rehabilitator, and we will assess what needs to be done.
So let's see. Let's follow it from beginning to where you would come in. Somebody sees a bird of prey or an animal that is out in the wild that just does not look right. Okay, what should they do from that point?
Okay, so depending on where they are, if they're out in a really, really rural area, the best thing is going to be if they have anything that they can capture that animal with safely. In the rural areas, the chances of them notifying us and us going out to find it, we'll probably never find it again. That's just hard facts. But if it's in an area where there's other people, you know, the best thing, again, get a hold of us. Keep your eye on it. While you're watching it, don't be trying to get close to it. Anytime an animal can't get away, a wild animal can't get away from people, obviously there's something wrong, and it increases their stress level because they're what they should be doing is either running or flying away. But obviously something is wrong. So don't harass them. Don't let your kids play with them. Don't go out there with all your friends and take pictures of it. Just call for help and keep a safe distance and be very, very quiet.
All right. So once they call you, you can come out, or they can bring it to you. And then what do you do with that animal?
So, you know, when we go out, hopefully we can find the animal. The people can say, "Hey, it's right over there," and we can grab it. And then what we'll do is we'll take it back to our facility. We'll examine it, determine what the problem is. And at that point, we'll decide. Sometimes you just need to give it some time to decompress. And if the bird is really, really stressed, if people have been chasing it, that's a good example. We just want it to decompress, and we'll just leave it be. There's a lot of times when you're looking at something and you know that seconds matter. And then there's times where, okay, a minute or two, if we let you sit for 5 minutes, you'll be okay. But our job is to assess the severity of the injuries, what the injuries are versus is it an illness and not an injury, or is it a combination of both? And I've seen that happen as well. And then decide what needs your attention of the utmost, what can wait. And usually that will involve getting x-rays. We try to stabilize the patient by starting different kinds of medication depending on what's wrong, wrapping wings, closing up wounds. And then we get the x-rays to determine, is this fixable? And a lot of times, to be honest with you, when we get them in after, let's say, a semi-crash, we know whether it's going to be fixable or not, simply because most of the time the bones are sticking out. And that doesn't mean it's not fixable at that point, but it just, now we've got a clear view of the bone because it's out. You know, again, time is of the essence. You know, if birds are sitting like that for a day, we can't fix that. The bone starts to die. So time. Don't try to do it yourself. I know many times people tell me horror stories and I'm like putting my hands over my ears. No, I don't want to hear this. A lot of these things are preventable, and it's just a matter of a combination of things, combination of people thinking they're doing a good thing, thinking they have some knowledge. And the other part is just plain selfishness. Oh, well, me and the kids are going to try this. This looks like a fun project.
It's never a fun project.
No, it's never a fun project. It's a living animal, and you'll be calling me while it's taking its last breath, and I can't help you at that point.
I was going to say, by the time, if that's the situation, by the time they call you, it's usually too late.
It's too late, yeah, too late.
All right, so we were also discussing the fact that you are just, everything you do is volunteer-based. Everything is donations and those kinds of things. And you're actually looking for volunteers. But when you say volunteers, you're not looking for like a long-term time commitment, are you?
No. Our facility takes so many things. And there's something for everybody, truly. I mean, if you're into paperwork, hey, we can use you. Right now, we're finishing up what's called year-end reports. They're a nightmare. We have to get paperwork to the feds and to the state regarding every single thing we've done through the last calendar year. That's just a piece of heaven. But like also right now, look around, the snow. I mean, I need people out there moving snow for us. We've got large buildings that we're trying to get to every single day, sometimes twice a day, to feed, to water. We got to be able to get out to those buildings. Somebody helping to shovel little pathways to the buildings, shovel pathways so that people dropping off birds can get out of their car and get them to us. Little things like that at this time of year. Obviously, it's not a good time for building projects. We're always needing stuff like that, but in the wintertime, and that's just not something that can be pulled off. So indoor projects and snow.
And as you said before we came on, you were talking about the fact that, you know, just somebody that maybe even has a snowblower that's got an hour of time that they're just sitting waiting, looking for something to do.
Somebody sitting home going, I'm bored. If you have a snowblower, or even if you're younger and you have a snow shovel, come on over, you know, help me for an hour. And great, if you want to come back in a week or a month, whatever. But everybody can do something, and it doesn't take a lot. I mean, your kids, if you've got teenage kids at home and they're sitting there watching TV and making a mess in your front room eating popcorn and candy, grab them and say, no, you're going to go shovel at this lady's house. Now, please don't bring your toddlers and your babies because it's dangerous out there. But your teenagers, yeah, let's get them off the couch and let's get them doing something and let's get them interested in service and helping other individuals or corporations.
All right. So if anyone is interested in helping or even just making a donation, how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me 435-650-6500. 3441. Second Chance Wildlife Rehabilitation also has a Facebook page where you can make donations on it, and they do not take any fees out of there since we are a legitimate 501c3.
All right. Debbie Pappas with Second Chance Wildlife and Rehabilitation, thank you so much for everything you do for the little critters out there, and thanks for coming in and talking to us today.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.